This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And visit our website at agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. All right. So what in the world is going on? Well, there's so many things. I mean, just come on. All you need to do is just put your finger on a spot and there's news. I mean, just big news and everything's just, it's good. It's like going crazy. News. The internet is just exploding with news. What is one to do to suss out all the differences between all the news stories? What's right? What's wrong? What's left? What's right? What's up and down? What is the best topic to explain? What takes priority? Get it organized in your head. Anyway, that's what we do for you here on Agenda 21 Radio, with a little bit of a different lilt, if you will, because of the notion of United Nations Agenda 21 and the totalitarians behind the scenes that are, well, the enemies of the state, so to speak. Well, the United States. Especially the United States want to destroy this country, want to use our government to take us down. That's what it's all about. And we refer to them as globalists, not Republicans or Democrats, because, you know, you have some Republicans, they say they're Republicans, but boy, they act like Democrats and globalists, so they are globalists. And then even you have some Democrats that act like Republicans, they can fall into the Americanist camp anyway. New California is out there, the potential to form a new state from California, in California. That is a proposition that we can afford. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, that I think that is very, very important to note. Very, very important to note. We have got a situation in California that is just untenable. People can no longer feel safe in California. No longer can they depend upon the economy in California. Things are just emotionally, I think people are at their wits' end about the government that we have here with a totalitarian tyrant named Jerry Brown as governor. So a lot of people are really kind of wondering what is truly going on. And you know, so am I, obviously. But, you know, if we pull together, we can find the answers. And that's why we have you listen to this radio show, so you can understand what is going on and put things in perspective, especially you out there in California. Because remember, this is what the progressives want you to do. They want you to follow California's lead. And when that happens, boy, you're supposed to look just like California does right now in 5 years. With all these homeless people, with all these fires and rage and all this other good stuff. I mean, okay, so let's talk about the fires. Fires just as good as floods, right? In some parts of the country, you got floods. In some parts of the country, you got ice sheets. In some parts of the country, you got fire. In California right now, we've got fire going on, especially in Southern California and also in other parts of the state. I understand that. But these blazes down in Southern California are very, very, well, hot, 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 to say the least. And I'm perplexed by a number of different things that I'm hearing about these fires. And I think some of those things I've been hearing on my radio show, actually, because sometimes I'm driving home and my radio show's on, it's like, wow, that's, we said that, we did that, and that's coming. But the fire thing is sticking in my brain. It's in my melon, deep within my melon, as it should be with you, because I just want to ask the questions. Have they overplayed their hand with this climate change business, Jerry Brown and the Pope? It seems all staged and contrived. It's like perfect staging. We have these just outrageous fires going on when Jerry Brown returns from his visit with the Pope and the encyclical. The man with the encyclical, the Pope. And they're just raging about climate change. And Jerry comes walking in, stage left, and all of a sudden, California's ablaze. Between October and November and December, where was Jerry Brown? In the, well, he was deep within the breast of the pontiff in the Vatican, reporting on climate change, global climate change. And now all of a sudden he's talking about what? Climate change in California. These fires get used to it. It's just part of living in California now. Get used to these fires. We're going to have these fires all the time now because of climate change. Isn't that interesting? You just kind of wonder what's going on. Is this contrived? Is it all a setup? Jerry Brown speaks, and we brought this out yesterday on the Sunday show, speaks about Donald Trump not having the fear of God within him, the wrath of God. He doesn't fear the wrath of God. I just find it so interesting that Jerry Brown now calls upon God to help tell everybody that he's on God's side. Really? That's just a real stretch that he could possibly remotely be with that. That, you know, that's my opinion. So we have all these stories. I'm going to go back here. This is December 9th. California governor blames devastating wildfires on climate change. Jerry Brown's utopia up in smoke. And of course when was this? This was just yesterday, I think. Jerry Brown's utopia up in smoke. So now, it was the 11th. Okay, yeah, that was yesterday. And then we have him talking about the wrath of God coming down on Donald Trump because he does not believe in climate change. So we have just two stories about fires in California, one on the 9th, one on the 11th. California governor blames devastating wildfires on climate change. And then we have this burning going on. And then the conversation about the wrath of God. And now, oh, by the way, this wrath of God business was spoken, I believe, on 60 Minutes Sunday night. Now, I was asking in the midst of all this, where is Jerry Brown? Where has he been? Because we didn't really see much of Jerry Brown during the October fires. We saw zero of Jerry Brown in the near natural disaster of Oroville Dam. We saw zero of him. And then all of a sudden we start seeing him with the pontiff. Now, this goes back to even July. Because remember, he made a trip to see the pontiff in the Vatican in July. And there were wildfires in California on July 7th, in fact. I know that for a fact. We had a whole series of them. And, in fact, it was Jerry Brown who made, as these fires were starting to rage then, he makes a special trip to the California State Senate. And he's pontificating about climate change in the hearing room there. And then the next week he's over with the pontiff and talking about climate change. Climate change. And, of course, the special thing about the fires at the time was, and again, this is just the evidence, is that he was going to lift what was known as the fire tax that he had imposed upon the rural communities of California. And at the same time, he's got these raging fires as the backdrop. But he'll fix that fire tax. Just vote for his, you know, his little climate change bill. Interesting, huh? To be continued.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've got these all these things going on with, I guess you can say, Jerry Brown and all this stuff. I'm going to play for you a clip that we picked up. Let's see, where did we get that? Oh, this came from 60 Minutes, I believe. And we'll see what we can do about that. Sorry, get the little technical issues going on here, which we want to stop and put an end to. Some of the technical things here. Is this still going? Gosh darn, where are these things coming from? Get all kinds of crazy stuff happening here. Anyway, so Jerry Brown appears on 60 Minutes the other night. And this is the thing that I find very, very interesting. He appears on 60 Minutes, and when he's on 60 Minutes, he's starting, of course, to talk about the fires, and he's talking about this is a way of life, and that Trump doesn't fear the wrath of God. Okay, so we're gonna take an assessment of this. We're gonna break all this down for you, and because I think we have to understand the staging that has been going on here. And the fires is the backdrops. There's something going on here, ladies and gentlemen, that's a bigger picture, and I'm trying to drive it home about how Jerry Brown and his people are trying to set us up here for something worse off than we already should have.
This is the most destructive fire season on record in California. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency this past week as raging wildfires, whipped by fierce Santa Ana winds and fueled by bone-dry brush, laid waste to tens of thousands of acres in Southern California. The smoke plume that shrouded the Los Angeles area could be seen from space. The fires that ravaged California's famed wine country in October were the deadliest the state has ever seen. Whole neighborhoods were incinerated. Dozens of people were killed.
The fire season used to be a few months in the summer. Now it's almost year long. These fires are unprecedented. We've never seen anything like it. Scientists are telling us this is the kind of stuff that's going to happen, and we got to deal with it.
It's going to happen, he says, based on science that predicts extreme swings in weather patterns. This year, Southern California experienced record heat in October and November, creating the perfect conditions for this.
Nature is not a political game. Nature is the ground on which we stand. It's the.
Okay, so nature is not a political game. The narcissistic personality of Jerry Brown. Let's apply Obamaism to Jerry Brownism. Nature is not a political game. Now, if you believe that Jerry Brown is a pathological, narcissistic liar, like I do, then we have to put on our tinfoil hats and start thinking again, where have we seen this type of personality before? Where have we seen it? And again, as I say, when you run into these folks, and I used to have a lot of them all the time, because of the type of personalities of students, certain individuals that I had as students and adults that had these kind of disorders, they're constantly living in the lie. Because for years they have gotten away with it. So I'm applying the application to Jerry Brown that we used for my former students and we used on Obama. Now this all came out in 2009 and 10 when they were trying to pass, when they were going through this whole Obamacare passage. And we were telling you then, Obama's a liar. He's a just straight up liar. A bigger liar than we've ever known. So when I walked you through, this started back then, so 7 years ago. So we're taking this on. We're taking this on right now with Jerry Brown. Okay. So we have to get this whole notion of climate change out of politics. Let's listen to this again.
The air in which we breathe. And the truth of the case is that there's too much carbon being emitted, that heat-trapping gases are building up, the planet is warming, and all hell is breaking loose.
All hell is breaking loose. Okay, so Here's Jerry Brown pontificating about this stuff. Here is a guy who clearly, what does he do? He clearly politicizes the environment when there's no real science behind it. He's the guy who's raging about this. Now, is there a bigger theater that he's playing in? This is my big question. Is there a bigger theater that he's playing with? And is there a larger cast of characters that are helping him orchestrate this whole notion of climate change his way? Now, a couple of things going on here. We know he's got the narcissistic lying personality thing happening all the time. We know that the pseudoscience is subjective science that he believes in. And we have another player in this now. After all the fires that we've been through, from July to October, and now to this, and the lives lost, dozens of lives. We don't have a count yet, I don't believe, a complete count on how many lives have been lost in Sonoma yet. The first toll we had was 385. And we don't know. Everybody says, oh, well, there's only like 24. We know there's a lot more than that. So this rampage now in Southern California, has it been orchestrated on a larger scale? And I say yes, and the proof is in the pudding. Because he's on 60 Minutes. After he's gone to the Pontiff twice, raged about climate change, and brings it home, mothers. Here it is. I'm bringing it home. Right here in the middle of December, we got wildfire season going on. And yes, I am Jerry Brown telling you that this is the way it is. And we're going to bring in God in a minute into the discussion. And the question I'm asking you as you listen to this, is this, are all these fires and everything all orchestrated to prove Jerry's point? In other words, are we working with Cal Fire and other agencies to create fires? To create this apocalypse?
This is the kind of stuff that's going to happen, and we got to deal with it.
It's going to happen, he says, based on science that predicts extreme swings in weather patterns. This year, Southern California experienced record heat in October and November, creating the perfect conditions for this.
Nature is not a political game. Nature is the ground on which we stand.
So who's making it a political game? That's the point about the lie. To him, it is a political game. It's all a political game. This orchestration is a game to him. This is what I say about the narcissistic personality disorder of lying like this. Always believe the opposite of what they're telling you. Always. You can keep your doctor, right? How many times did we hear that? So what we have to do is we have to start... That's the key point about the liar of Obama and the liar of Jerry Brown. We made that point. We drove it home. And pretty, you know, it was really kind of funny. It's kind of odd that nobody picked up on that early on. That he's a liar. Nobody. We were calling him bravely a liar back in the day. And we still call Obama a liar back in the day. From all the way back in the day. But, you know, nobody wants to call out Jerry Brown as a liar. He's a bald-faced liar. As bad as Obama. As bad as Hillary Clinton. Just as bad. Everything is a lie about this man. Everything is a fraud, a deceit. About Jerry Brown, the whole thing, all of his science being pseudoscience, is all baseless. It's all subjective. None of it is objective science. He's a fraud. Jerry Brown, a complete fraud. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Okay, so the task at hand, you heard Joe Biden there, the task at hand is to create a new world order. And the task at hand for Jerry Brown is to create that new world order. And how do you create the new world order? With lies, cheat, and deceit. Which is what has been the way of the world, right? For the totalitarians, and this is what he's doing. And all these fires, to me, it's just so obvious. They have been planned, they've been designed, and they're being executed right now in front of us. In this plan to build the new world order, Jerry Brown is the big instrument in it. Who's the other big instrument? The Pope. They're aligned with one another. What keeps them aligned? They're both Jesuits. It's their faith. So-called faith, yet he's willing to sacrifice the safety of Californians in his as his charge, as the governor of California, at every turn. We know this. This deliberate destruction of the state of California has been deliberate. It has been ongoing and for a long time. And they know the one place on the planet that they have to destroy is California, which has been the most successful place on the planet for capitalism and free market enterprises and liberty ever conceived by man. And you know what? They don't like it. It's not their design. They want a new world order, which, by the way, who's supported it? People like George Bush Sr., people like Bill Clinton, people like George Bush the Younger, and Obama, and Jerry Brown, who, by the way, gets a special third and fourth term as governor. Why? Oh, well, they just sort of tricked us into that, didn't they, back in 1990? So that only Jerry Brown would qualify to have a third and fourth term under the Constitution with the term limits bill. They just tricked us and got him in office. And here you have Jerry Brown running around California, and now to the nation, and now to the world, proclaiming all the problems with climate change. And California, get used to this burn, baby, burn business. And the floods. Get used to all that, because it's going to happen. California is going to be ravaged. It's a plan they're executing right here in California. And what would explain Jerry Brown being on CBS? Now, let's keep CBS in mind. I want you to hold that thought. We're going to finish this little clip up. We got about 60 seconds of this clip. And we're going to play this. And I just want you to hold that thought of why it's on 60 Minutes.
The air in which we breathe. And the truth of the case is that there's too much carbon being emitted, that heat-trapping gases are building up, the planet is warming, and all hell's breaking loose.
Okay, that's really not true, and we know that. The studies have indicated that over time we're actually cooling down, Jerry. This is the lie. This is the lie. And again, I'm telling you as a point, what he's telling you, believe the opposite, okay? Then it starts to make sense, but now you can understand the lie.
President Trump has famously called climate change a hoax. When he pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, he said this wasn't a good deal for the United States.
That's a preposterous idea. Not even a shred of truth in that statement.
Really? So, what I'm telling you, believe the opposite.
So I'd say to Mr. Trump, take a deeper look. Now is not the time to undo what every country in the world is committed to.
Every country in the world is... really? How's that working? I know China says they're doing some changes now. But are they really doing anything? No, they're not doing diddly squat. Neither is India. That's okay, but we will, California. He's going to destroy the economy of California because of this carbon business. Carbon. Listen... there is no joke. I don't have my YouTube set up right now, but right behind me, one of my listeners gave me a large periodic table of the elements. Why? Because I pontificate about carbon. Jerry Brown probably could not pass Mr. Preston's basic chemistry test about the periodic table of the elements. Probably doesn't even know what the atomic number or weight of carbon actually is. Which is just kind of fundamental to understand the basic elements of living things and non-living things in the world around you. Yes! Does he understand organic chemistry? What does organic mean? What's versus inorganic? Jerry, could you? This is the same. Listen, I'm applying the same thing I did to President Barack Hussein Obama anytime he talked about climate change. Remember, he was also very, very close to the pontiff as well. Both espousing climate change. Jerry Brown doesn't understand diddly squat about carbon dioxide. And I mean, if he's so concerned, my God, don't you think he would have done some fire suppression in these areas well before the burns started happening? Oh, no, Jerry didn't want to do that. He didn't spend the money. I talked to a person from Cal Fire the other day. Actually, it was yesterday morning. He was saying, yeah, Paul, you got it right. I know. We should have suppressed it. I know. And they didn't. No, I know. Because Jerry Brown didn't want that. He wants it to burn, baby, burn.
Fearful?
Oh, yeah, you should. Anyone who isn't is not not looking at the facts. I don't think President Trump has a fear of the Lord, the fear of the wrath of God.
Right. Right. I guess, Jerry, it's which God do you worship? I'm serious. You're supposed to be a man of the cloth. It's which God do you worship now? You know, I just have this feeling it's not the same God that most Americans worship. Is it Mother Gaia, Jerry? No, in other words, as those of you who don't understand what Gaia is, then the Gaia movement. Oh, we see the green tubs around to collect all the clothes for the Gaia movement in Northern California. The Gaia movement is the movement that is earth worshippers. You know, back in the day when I was first introduced to the notion of communism, I was actually introduced to a place in Placentia, California. It was a utopian commune that was set up in the 1800s. And it's interesting. It was all about communism. It's the first time I've ever introduced the idea. It's a great story about the Placentia grass eaters. Placentia grass eaters. Look it up. It's real. They were a utopian society, a communist organization that failed miserably. And Jerry Brown fits right into that with his notion of, well, earth worshiping, because that's what the Placentia grass eaters were. They were Mother Gaia folks. They worshiped the earth, not God.
Which leads one to more humility. And this is such a reckless disregard for the truth and for the existential consequences that can be unleashed.
Existential consequences that can be unleashed. There it is for Jerry Brown. So when Jerry talks, he's lying. That's the problem with Jerry. Everything he's talking about is not based upon sound science. We all know that in the science world. In the real science world, now when I say true science, I mean objective scientific thought that goes into understanding the world around you. Jerry Brown does not exercise any of that because he has a different agenda. He is like all true communists. They want to use radical environmentalism to destroy American-style capitalism. And that's what he's trying to do. He and the pontiff together. And that's a sad state of affairs because it doesn't reflect the church as I know Catholics. The church has a problem with leadership. And it really has a problem, we all know, in California with leadership. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. All right. I mean, gosh, it's just the Jerry Brown Show, huh? In California. What are we going to do with Jer? What are we going to do with Jer? I got to go back to this. This is the Trump tweets and the Trump tweet syndrome, I guess you can say. I was shocked. I tell you, I was shocked this morning when I woke up. I'm always shocked into some things. But when, if you go to the website, agenda21radio.news, and you look at the menu bar, there says Trump tweets. Goes home about new California podcast links and Trump tweets. That's what's on the website. And then he's got a nice banner on on Christmas. Now, Donald doesn't mince any words with his tweets. I love his tweets. I'm sorry. I am a believer. If you want to criticize somebody, if somebody speaks out against a guy, he smacks you down. Well, you know, and rightfully so. How many times do we have the opportunity to push back on people? And especially, you know, these people on the left, the globalists, that are going to attack you all the time. And the draining of the swamp process has to happen. And you know, I say all tools on deck. Everything. All hands, all tools, all feet, anything on deck to stop these people. And Twitter is the universe. That's fine with me. Okay, so Trump tweets, this is one of them. Okay, this is the latest one 2 hours ago. Consumer confidence is at an all-time high, along with a record high stock market. Unemployment is at 17-year low. Make a great America great. Working to pass massive tax cuts, looking good. Next one down 3 hours ago. The people of Alabama will do the right thing. Doug Jones is pro-abortion, weak on crime, military, and illegal immigration, bad for gun owners and veterans, and against the wall. Jones is a Pelosi Schumer puppet. Okay. Well, I guess we just took on Jones. All right, next one down. Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago, and this is in brackets, says, and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Very disloyal to Bill and Hillary crooked. Oh, very disloyal. Bill and Hillary crooked. Okay, so that's that one. It says, despite thousands of hours wasted on many millions of dollars spent, the Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia. That's the next one. Okay, now let's go to Fox News, because this is the salient point of this. Now, I was intending to do this actually in the first hour. We just didn't get to the Trump tweet thing because I thought it was very extra special. So I get the little thing coming across, the crawl thing on my little iPhone saying Kirsten Gillibrand. Okay, so there's this... this is now news. This just came across, and I guess there must have been a reason why I didn't cover it in the first part of the hour, first part of the show, because it just ran out of time. But I like it when these things happen. Okay, this is the now headline banner on at least looks like for sure. Maybe Drudge. Let's see, Drudge maybe. Not yet. It hasn't shown up here yet about this, about what we're going to read. Okay, so this is what it says. Trump rips flunky Gillibrand after she demands he resign over sexual harassment claims. So this is... Okay, so what prompted it is that they've got a cavalcade of women now that are being trotted out against Trump. And he sexually harassed me here, there, and everywhere, right? One of those kind of things. Which that came up came up during the campaign, and everybody kind of took note of that. So the president was reacting to claims revived by three female accusers during a press conference and TV interview on Monday amid an apparent effort to shift the sexual harassment spotlight from Congress to the White House. Okay. So, this is now big news. Jorge Ramos. That's another one out there. He's out there. He's coming up in a minute. So White House is on the defensive over sexual harassment accusations. President Trump and Senator Gunn spar on Twitter. Okay, these are the two of the clips. Let's see if we can get something. We can't do that. Anyway, so let's see if we can get out of here. Tucker rips fraud Gillibrand for covering for Bill Clinton and now demanding Franken resign. This is Tucker Carlson enters the fray. It says Tucker Carlson reacted to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's demand that embattled Senator Alan Franken resign amid sexual harassment.
Democratic senators demanded that Senator Al Franken of Minnesota resign in response to multiple allegations of sexual harassment.
I do not feel that he should continue to serve.
Well, we can't force him to resign, but I hope that he'll do the right thing when he tells us what his decision is.
But I think it would be better for the country for him to offer that clear message that he values women, that we value women, and that this kind of behavior is not acceptable.
Senator Franken's conduct was wrong. He has admitted to it.
Okay, so these guys are all out there. Get Franken out. Get Franken out. And, of course, they're doing this because of Roy Moore, right? And now they've turned it on Donald Trump, who says, lightweight Kirsten Gillibrand. Tweets her out, cuts her legs right out from under. That's my point, the power of Twitter. And Donald Trump, he's winning this one, too. Winning, winning, winning. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now. .com.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
2-1-1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And, you know, it's just a fascinating time right now to be watching all this play out in front of us. We got this situation in California. Jerry Brown, the totalitarian dictator that's going on out there, foisting a false science, a pseudoscience on us. It's been totally debunking, being more debunked every single day. And this is the misguided nature of what we're seeing. And in my opinion, all these fires have been absolutely orchestrated. It's just the timing is too right. By the way, we failed to mention, actually we saved it to this point, this whole thing about Jerry Brown and the staging, and all of a sudden he shows up Sunday on 60 Minutes. Let's remember who is the president of CBS. His name is David Rhodes. He is the brother to Ben Rhodes, and Ben Rhodes was Obama's little lapdog. He was Obama's little puppet. He's the one who came up with all the lies about Benghazi. He has done everything he possibly can to promote, as president of CBS, the climate change mantra. And he's following in the footsteps of, some great liberals, right? But anything that the Pope wants, he will give them. Anything that the One World Order wants, he will give them. Anything that President Obama wants, he gave them. He gave them the story about the movie rather than the attack at Benghazi. Remember that? That's who is the president of CBS. And yes, 60 Minutes is a CBS show. Hello. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, email me, paul@a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.